Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Seventh Review Conference challenged states' parties to commit themselves during the 2014 and 2015 intersessional process to strengthening implementation of Article 7, and we believe we have made progress in coming to a series of understandings. The outbreak of Ebola in West Africa during this same time period has also served to sharpen our dedication to preparedness and response. Mr. Chairman, your non-paper provides a useful starting point for our discussions on Article 7. In particular, we are pleased to see the language on the value of national capacity building and effective international coordination, and the challenges presented by the potentially complex interface between the international response to a public health emergency and the security concerns of a deliberate event. The non-paper references agreed language that identifies specific impediments to international preparedness and response. However, truly strengthening implementation of Article 7 requires that we not only identify barriers, but that we address them. In the past, we have submitted working papers on the existing resources and gaps relevant to Article 7. We have supported South African and UK proposals and have offered recommendations to further develop approaches to implementing the mutual assistance provisions of Article 7. To reiterate, our recommendations included the following. 1. States parties should make national commitments to strengthen domestic preparedness, build capacities, and develop plans that may be necessary in case of a violation of the convention. 2. States parties should also make national commitments to strengthening public health and animal health surveillance capacities and may look to regional organizations such as WHO, FAO, OIE, and other international partners for assistance in capacity development. 3. States parties should work together to develop clear guidelines and forms for reporting as put forward by the South African delegation. Reporting mechanisms, though, should be consistent with other relevant international frameworks, such as the international health regulations. 4. States parties should work across sectors within their governments to identify and address legal, regulatory, and logistical barriers to providing or receiving international assistance, specifically including medical countermeasures and medical and public health personnel. 5. In addition to integrating national public health and law enforcement capacities for the purpose of attribution, states parties should work together to strengthen implementation of Article 7 by reinforcing the capacity of the Secretary General's mechanism to conduct investigations of alleged use, including by supporting the development of standard operating procedures. We are pleased to see that many of these recommendations have been captured in the Chairman's non-paper. We were also pleased to see language in the non-paper regarding the importance of learning from the Ebola outbreak for applications to deliberate events, particularly around command and control, communication and coordination, and cooperation with relevant health and humanitarian organizations. The need to learn from the Ebola outbreak was initially put forward last December, and my delegation has used that guidance to launch a research project interviewing NGOs, international organizations, recipient nations, and member states who participated in the response to better understand how the response to Ebola may have altered had there been a deliberate component. We presented our preliminary findings at a side event this morning, and we look forward to receiving comments from member states with the intention to develop a series of recommendations for discussion at the 8th Review Conference. We were also pleased to see the non-paper note the value of national preparedness, the development of strong capacities for detection, surveillance, and response, as well as mechanisms to deliver and receive assistance. We fully support countries sharing technical expertise to address infectious disease outbreaks and disease surveillance, and note that we are committed to doing so not only through cooperation and assistance under Article 10 of the BWC, but also under Article 44 of the International Health Regulations, and through the over $1 billion we have committed through the Global Health Security Agenda. As an example of our commitments under Article 10, our CDC and FBI have just released a new international version of the Criminal and Epidemiological Investigations Handbook. This is available on the ISU website and can be downloaded for free. To conclude, My delegation welcomes the practical ideas that have been contributed and looks forward to strong language in the report that will move us forward toward effective action to strengthen Article 7. Thank